Welcome to the Existential Hygienes Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, and today we're exploring practical techniques for implementing ontological hygiene in your daily life. Now that we understand what ontological hygiene is and its 10 tenets, let's focus on how to put these ideas into practice. Here are some practical techniques to help you on this journey of self-discovery and authentic living. First, daily self-reflection. Set aside time to check in with yourself. Ask questions like, how am I feeling right now? What do I need today? Am I being true to myself and my current actions and decisions? Really ask yourself these questions, whether you think they're basic or too deep or stupid. They're real questions and they're about getting to who you are. Second, values clarification exercise. Regularly revisit and refine your personal values. Be sure to articulate them first. Put them down on some piece of paper. Most human beings never do this at any point in their life, yet they think they hold so much sacred. List your top 5 to 10 values and reflect on how well your daily life aligns with these values. Third, authenticity journaling. Keep a journal where you explore your thoughts, feelings, and experiences without judgment, and look at who you're being to yourself and to other people, and ask yourself about if you're being authentic and if you're being really true to your values. This can help you identify patterns and gain a deeper self-understanding, as well as continue to create and grow into the person you want to be. Fourth, we have the no challenge. Challenge yourself to say no to requests or invitations that don't align with your authentic self or values, even if just being there has no negative repercussions against your aligned values. You don't need to say yes to everything in this world. And one of the strongest things you can do is to say no to some things. Doesn't mean that they're bad or you hate them or anything like that. It just creates a distinction between what you stand for and give energy to and that which you're not. And lastly, fifth, we have the role inventory. Periodically review the various roles you play in your life, such as professional roles, social roles, family roles. Reflect on how authentic you feel in each role and the relationships that they bring, that role brings or that role has, and where adjustments might be needed in order for you to be authentic in that role as yourself and authentic in the relationships you have through those roles. Remember, this isn't about being perfect. You start with one or two of these techniques, all of them, it doesn't matter. What you're trying to get at is being authentic in your thinking, in your relationship. As we wrap up, I challenge you to choose one of these techniques and commit to practicing it over the next week. Pay attention to how it influences your sense of self and authenticity. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that every step towards authenticity is a step towards a more fulfilling life.